Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast channel, FinTalk with Adebola. My name is Adebola Ojo and thank you for taking time out to listen. I have taken a very long and deserved break from FinTalk with Adebola, and believe me when I say that I am back like I never left. So this episode is centered around what you need to consider before you start to invest. You're probably listening to this because you want to start investing your money and because you know that investing is the most reliable way you can build wealth over time. We have read and heard stories of how today's billionaires, millionaires, wealthy people around us made so much wealth by investing rightly. This doesn't mean that they did not fail at some point. Before I go on, let me put it out there that this is not in any way financial recommendation. This is solely based on my knowledge and experience. Okay? Now, when it comes to investing, you should understand that there is no one-size-fits-all answer here. The best way to invest your money is whichever way works for you. And to figure that out, you want to consider a couple of things that I'm about to say. So, stay with me. Warren Buffett said, and I quote, "If you do not find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die." I know some of you are saying, God forbid, bad thing in your mind. But that is the truth. How then do you make money while you sleep? By investing. However, if investments are not done in a planned manner and with a proper objective in mind, you can jeopardize your financial future. So you just don't jump right to investing. You just don't say that I want to invest. Then you put your money into any investment vehicle that you find around. Mm-mm. The first thing to consider is your financial situation. Put your money through a financial audit, and you have to be honest about this process. This is the most exciting thing to do when you are trying to invest or make any financial decision, because it is worth it. You have to know where your money is coming from. Make a list of all your income. This may include your salary, any freelance fee, income from existing investments, interest from savings, any financial support that you receive. List them out. Then on the other hand, list out all your outgoings. Once you've listed your outgoings, divide your expenditure into essential and non-essential categories and look at ways you can reduce your expenditure. By doing this, you are reviewing your income, your expenditure, and ways that you can save to fund your investments. Many of us make this mistake of not keeping a close track of our incomings and outgoings. And before you start investing, you need to know what is coming into your account and what is leaving and where it is going. Okay? Number two is know your investment goal. There are many things that we want to buy. There are many things that we want to do in our lifetime. For example, we want to buy a house. We want to buy a car. We want to travel the world. We want to get a higher or another degree. Now, most of these dreams can be achieved by turning them into investment goals, then figuring out how to attain them in a timely manner. There are many goals that are common to all, like saving for retirement. I'm sure some of us have a retirement savings account already, saving for one's child education and the likes. And then there are goals that are specific to each individual, like buying a luxurious car or watching the World Cup finals. So the first thing that you need to determine is what you are investing for. And then exactly what is the amount of money that you would need to achieve that goal. Number three, know your investment time frame. Once you're clear about your investment goal, then you get an idea about when you need to achieve that goal. Now, say your son or your daughter, for example, is 2 years old, then you need to know how you are going to save towards their education, the time frame that we need, that you will need to save towards their education. And knowing the time frame of your investment goal will help you understand whether it is short-term, a mid-term goal, or a long-term goal. A goal that needs to be achieved within 3 years can be categorized into a short-term goal. So if you are planning to get a MSc and you are saving up with that goal in mind, it means that, okay, you have a short-term goal. Then a goal that is 3 to 5 years away, like saving for a down payment of a house or saving to buy a house, can be classified as a mid-term goal. And long-term goals are goals which are more than 5 years away, like saving for your child's higher education, their marriage, etc., etc. Now, once you are aware of the time frame, it will help you determine where you should invest your money and how much you should invest to achieve that goal. This will also help you stay focused on the goal. Number 4 thing to consider is to know your risk tolerance. Every investor needs to find out his or her own risk tolerance. My own risk tolerance is different from yours. Some products can give higher returns than others, but there might be more risks involved. Risk tolerance refers to the amount of loss that an investor is prepared to handle while making an investment decision. Investors are usually classified into 3 main categories based on how much risk they can tolerate. You can be an aggressive investor, you can be a moderate investor, or you can be a conservative investor. Now, the last thing on today's podcast episode that you need to consider before you start to invest is to know which products to invest in. Finally, you have to zero in on the product you want to invest in after you have carefully and honestly considered the factors that I have previously outlined. Now, this is another topic entirely, and I will touch that in subsequent episodes. The bottom line here is that having the intention to invest is a great thing, honestly. But it loses its purpose if you are not clear on how to go about it. So before you start to invest, try and find out a few things, especially the things that I have mentioned in this episode. They are going to guide you, they are going to help you before you put your money into any investment vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have on today's podcast episode of FinTalk with Adebola. Please share the link to this podcast with your friends and family. Tell them about the good thing that is happening here. Most importantly, follow FinTalk with Adebola on Instagram at fintalk.with.adebola. If you have any difficulty finding this podcast on any channel, just Google FinTalk with Adebola and voila, you have it. Thank you very much for your continuous support. Goodbye and stay safe.